continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot, ladies and gentlemen. What you have just heard is Chuck Schumer basically saying, we got caught. In not so many words, him going on national TV begging Rupert Murdoch to take Tucker Carlson off the air because he's spreading lies. No, he's spreading the truth. You've got busted, is essentially what happened. The January 6th commission, which we knew from the get-go, was a fraudulent, feckless witch hunt on Donald Trump, was proven over the last week after the Republicans released the quote-unquote secret footage of the January 6th quote-unquote insurrection. So while our taxpayer money was being spent on this circus, and that's literally what it was, they had no intention at all of finding the truth. They wanted to bring down Donald Trump. They thought this, they couldn't get him impeached, so let's get him indicted. And that's what they're working on. They're still working on it. But it backfired. They held back for 2 years video evidence of what actually happened in the Capitol that day. Knowing full and well that if that video ever came out, it would destroy their narrative. Well, that day happened last week. The videos were released. It has destroyed their narrative. And to have Chuck Schumer go on national TV and basically tell the world that he does not approve of what Tucker Carlson is doing, he's calling what he's doing lies. The lies are right on the video. The lies are what we were put through with this January 6th commission. Those, Mr. Schumer, are the lies. Tucker Carlson is just reporting what was released. What was released was amazing. We were led to believe AOC, she was afraid for her life. Why? Look at the videos. QAnon Shaman, the guy with the horns and the Viking looking guy. He is in prison. He's in prison for 4 years for this on trumped up charges. What he did, what they said he did, he didn't do. He wasn't running around breaking stuff. There's nobody in that building whose life was essentially in danger, AOC. You know it. The Democrats know it. What I want to do for you right now is I want to play for you the clip of Tucker Carlson's show. And in the background, in the video, you're going to see QAnon Shaman. He is walking with the police. He's getting a police escort through the Capitol. They're trying to open doors for him. Some of them are locked. If they're not locked, they're letting them right in. That's far from what we were being told. And then he actually went into the Capitol chamber and prayed with these police officers. That doesn't sound like an insurrection. This is an inside job. This is exactly, score another one for the conspiracy theorists. It's not that hard anymore to tell you right and wrong. What's hard is getting you to believe it. Even though it's with your own two eyes, you're seeing what's happening, people, they refuse to believe it. That's not, oh, that's doctored footage. No, it's not doctored footage. So what I'm going to do for you right now, like I say, I want you to hear about what Tucker Carlson had to say regarding what's going on at the Capitol, because let's be honest, he's probably going to say it better than I do. Listen to this from Tucker Carlson.
Dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down. Chansley understood that Capitol Police were his allies. Video shows him giving thanks for them in a prayer on the floor of the Senate. Watch.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us into the building.
The video evidence shown and released is damning. It is absolutely damning to the Democrat cause of turning back Trump. If you have an open mind, if you are able to logically put the pieces together, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize we've been duped yet again by the Democrats. Now, some of us, me included, knew from the get-go that this was a sham. This was a circus. This was nothing but theatrics. We realize that. We are the conspiracy theorists. The same conspiracy theorists that are being ridiculed on a daily basis, but are, what are we, 70 and 0 right now? And it's too easy. Anybody with a logical thinking mind can be able to read between the lines if you want to know the truth. And sometimes the truth is not what you want to hear or what you want to see, but it is still the truth. To sit here after seeing the video and hearing what happened, putting the two together, seeing and hearing, and you still think that there was an insurrection, a violent takeover of America's democracy on January 6th, you're nuts. You are beyond nuts. You're beyond hope. You have to be able to discern right and wrong. I realize in this day and age that right and wrong is really gray, but no matter what color it is, it's still right and wrong. You know, the Democrats know that they're doing something wrong with this January 6th commission. If they didn't realize that, they wouldn't be holding back these tapes. They wouldn't be fighting their release. They know that they're busted. They are trying to save face. They can't. So it's out in the open now. Everybody should know that January 6th was a lie. It didn't happen as we were being told it happened. So what do? They have to go on national TV and basically say, we don't believe in the First Amendment. That's exactly what Chuck Schumer's saying. And this is exactly what's wrong with the Democrat Party. They are so power hungry that they are going to break the law to retain their power, and they're getting caught at every turn. And what is their response? Let's take away the Second Amendment. Let's take away the First Amendment. Let's take away our citizens' rights so we can retain our power. That's not a government by the people and for the people. That is a tyrannical regime, and that's what we have with the Democrats. They don't care who they take down. Listen, we were told that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, he died due to the violence during this quote-unquote insurrection. That claim was also debunked with the release of these tapes. After we were told that Brian Sicknick had passed away, we see him on video. He's in with the crowd. He's walking around. He's doing his job. He is alive and well. Now, I hear his family, and understandably so. I'm sure this is a very, very hard time for them. They told Tucker Carlson, leave us the hell alone. Don't bring him into this. You know what? I understand that. That is a family member that they lost. But where is the outrage to the Democrats who are using this officer as a political pawn? The Democrats know that this man did not die in the fashion that they are telling us that he did. They are using him as a political pawn. To the Sicknick family, my condolences on your loss, but where is the outrage? Where is the outrage to the Democrats for using your family member as a political pawn? Don't get mad at Tucker Carlson for shedding the truth, for enlightening us all on the truth of the situation. Your anger and your hatred are misdirected. It needs to be directed at those who are perpetuating the lie about your family member, your loved one. He did not die in a violent insurrection. I don't know. I'm not going to imply that you were paid off by the Democrat Party, but I am shocked at your response to somebody who is trying to shed truth, shed light on the truth, to prove that your loved one was not killed by a violent insurrection. But yet, you take your anger out on him. Take it out on the ones that are perpetuating the lie, that are defaming your loved one's name. That's where your anger needs to be directed. And for the rest of us, if you were a big believer in the January 6th insurrection, and these revelations still haven't changed your mind, please contact me and let me know how you come to that theory. Because everything you see is proving what we, the conspiracy theorists, the patriots of this country, have been telling you for 2 years, and that this is all a hoax. This is a circus. This is a sideshow. This is nothing but to defame Trump. What does Trump have on the Democrats? Why are they so afraid of him? They are doing everything they can to get it so he cannot run for president again. What are they afraid of? Because if they're this afraid, they're hiding something. And if they're hiding something, you know it's not good for the American people. It's not good for you and I. It's not good for the world. What are they hiding? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to briefly talk about the banking situation here in this country. And let's see. Oh, I've got a listener request. I sent out another post on the Paranormal Patriot podcast page. Got a ton of show ideas. I've got one that I can't disappoint this guy. He wants to hear about the Black Eyed Kids, so we will talk about that also. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin Pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group, and tell them W sent you.
In the summer, but I think I was wrong, cause I wanted all winter. If we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring, wish I could take it back. Think I said something I don't mean, cause seasons changing, I miss you so.
Okay, so on Friday, Saturday area of this past week, two banks in the U.S. collapsed in the span of 24 hours. The most notable being SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. They collapsed. They just went bottom up. Now, the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank has rattled the markets. The markets tanked. That is across the world, I should say. The markets across the world tanked, raising the most uncomfortable question. If you were around as an adult or a young adult in 2008, you know the financial pain that we as a nation, we as a world, it was a global recession, went through. It brings the question up, is this a repeat of that 2008 financial cycle? Billionaire hedge fund manager Bill Ackman has compared the fall of SVB to Bear Stearns, the first bank to collapse at the start of the 2007-2008 global financial crisis. Talking to Twitter, he wrote, "The risk of failure and deposit losses here is that the next least well-capitalized bank faces a run and fails, and the dominoes begin to fall." Is anybody surprised about what is happening? Seems like this happened under Obama a little bit. I mean, a lot of it, well, you can't really say that. I mean, it was the housing market that burst because of balloon payment mortgages that killed the economy that way. This one is a direct result of the policies of this administration. I mean, our economy is floundering and failing quickly. And this is the first sign. Banks just don't collapse without reason. There is something going on. Now, the question is, I talked about it last week, this ESG funding, where the financial managers are going to invest more so. They're going to focus on companies and investments and loan guarantees for those that are working for the climate, for the Green New Deal. If you are looking towards a startup, a climate startup company, you get preferential treatment to get that loan. That is what SVB was doing. They were well entrenched in the ESG format of giving out loans. Is this what happened? Is this not what I said would happen? They shouldn't have control of where you get your money, because these loan managers, these financial managers, they're deciding for you where your money's going. And it sounds like Silicon Valley Bank had a program and had a culture that stipulated, we are going to invest in climate change. We are going to invest in green energy. And they did that. And they collapsed. This is exactly what's going to happen if Biden's ESG program is brought to fruition. People don't want green energy now. It's not a reliable source of energy. I'm not opposed to green energy. If it works, it doesn't work. It costs too much. It leaves too much of a carbon footprint. Electric cars, where are we going with these batteries when they fail? What's that carbon footprint? Nobody's answering that question. And you have these banks that are being, their culture is to promote the new Green Deal. It's not going to work. And this is case in point, SVB Bank. But the problem is, are there going to be others to fail? It is. It's a domino effect, because the next highest bank is going to get a run on that bank. People are scared now. I've seen it in my industry. People are afraid to spend money because they have no idea what is happening out there. And people don't want to spend money. People are afraid. This economy is horrible. This is a direct reflection of Democrat Party policies. And the problem is, they don't care. They're going to double down on it, because they double down on it, that takes away your freedoms and it gives them more power. They don't care about you. You are not being ruled by a party for and by the people. You are being ruled by tyrants who say, it's my way or the highway. And this is what the Democrats and their followers are like. It's my way or the highway. It's my way or it's no way at all. And that is evidenced. I've got two clips I'm going to play for you. One was from Justin. That'll be the second clip. They're both from The View. The View, to me, is propaganda. It should be taken off of the air. But this first clip is Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, who was, she is a traitor to this nation. She is a traitor to this nation, and yet she's adored by millions. And every one of them is a liberal. But she was talking about abortion, and it's not what she's saying, because you have a right to believe what you believe, even if it's completely wrong. But what she says near the end and where she doesn't recant and say, I'm joking, that is the scary part, because this is how these people feel. It's their way or no way. And the thing is, the people on The View, they realized what she said. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy, this is going to be a firestorm. They wanted her to recant. They wanted her to say, I'm just joking. She wouldn't. She actually made a face saying, no, I'm absolutely correct. This is what I believe we should be doing to them. Listen to this. Jane Fonda on The View discussing her thoughts on abortion.
We have experienced many decades now of having agency over our body, of being able to determine when and how many children to have. We know what that feels like. We know what that's done for our lives. We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane
speaking. Yeah. And she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a
murder.
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that. That's
you don't know. They'll pick up on that and just run with it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's just kidding. It's.
Well, let me talk to you about... Let's move on and talk about Jane's activism, which is...
I don't think that's funny at all. Everybody's laughing and thinking it's a great time. I don't think it's funny at all, because this is how these people feel. This is why the Democrats and their followers are burning cities all over the country. This is why the Democrats and their followers are the perpetuators of a majority of the crimes, because they don't care about you. You don't agree with what they agree with. They would rather kill you. My question is, why is she not being brought up on charges? There are many pro-life Republicans in Washington. There are millions and millions and millions of pro-life Republicans and Democrats in this country. You don't agree with Jane Fonda, she wants you dead. And she has no qualms about saying that. She doesn't recant it. She doesn't deny it. She wants you dead because you don't believe in what she is saying. And then to have the hosts of The View laughing about it. I guess that's really the only thing they could do, because they knew they already stepped into it at that point. The damage was already done. You know, you have Lily Tomlin and Joy Behar saying, oh, she's just kidding. She's just kidding. And she looks at him like, nope, I'm not. And the laughter starts, because it's funny to talk about killing people, apparently, on the Democrat side. But don't think that this isn't how they think. They would rather kill you than have you defy their views. And then there's this gem here coming from Joy Behar, who will never miss an opportunity to try and defame Trump. She has the gall and audacity to blame the voters, the people of East Palestine, Ohio, for the train derailment. Why? Because they voted for Trump. How petty can you be? Listen to this. It's going to be a really short quick clip, but it's normally a long one. I'm just going to condense it. Listen to this.
That's who you voted for in that district. Donald Trump, who reduces all safety. He did.
But he showed up at McDonald's and those voters saw something on the ground that probably resonates in a way that they need.
Yeah, but they need to look past the photo ops, these people, and say, who's doing the job here?
Ah, yes. Unhinged Joy Behar, who has no thought in her head. She is just, all she does is repeat the Democrat Party line, and that is defame Trump any chance you get. And she does it. She does it well. She had the audacity to shame those people who are struggling in East Palestine because they voted for Donald Trump. She claims that he took away the regulations, the safety regulations. And he may have. I'm not sure about that, but he may have. But damn it, your administration, the administration you hold so near and dear, they've had 3 years to reverse those regulations. They've had time to fix what you claim is a big issue and the reason of the train derailment. Where is the outrage there, Joy? Where is the outrage when Pete Buttigieg won't give the citizens and the residents of that town and the surrounding area any financial help? Where's the outrage when he shows up two and a half, three weeks after the derailment and says, hey, you know, there's thousands of these every year. It's no big deal. Where's the outrage when Joe Biden would rather go to Ukraine than visit people in his own country who he's supposed to represent, who he was, quote unquote, elected to represent? He would rather go to a foreign country and give them $200 billion of our hard-earned money than visit with you who are struggling. Where's the outrage there? It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump may have made mistakes. He was not perfect. Understandable. Even if her statement is true about what he did, this administration, if it was that big of a deal, they've had 3 years to fix this by now. It's not Trump's fault. The response is not Trump's fault. Everything that is going on, they have no other direction than to say Trump's fault. It's time to own it, ladies and gentlemen. You have to own it. Boys and girls, time to play adult games. You have to accept what you've done. And for those of you who are followers of Biden and the Democrat Party, first off, thank you for listening. Can't believe you are. But secondly, you have to realize, you have to look beyond the lies you are being told on a daily basis and start to think for yourself. We're being lied to. Those of us who question what we're being lied to about have the audacity and the gall to question, hey, something doesn't look right here. And then find out to be right, we are chastised, we are ridiculed. We're called crazy. Who's crazy? When everything we're saying about COVID, about what our government is doing, who's crazy? And who's right? Seems to be a common phrase on this episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Maybe. Take it to heart. Alrighty, we are going to be taking a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite paranormal subjects ever, and that is the Black Eyed Kids. What are they? Who are they? Maybe hear a story or two. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Get ready for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention will feature 2 days packed with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. Learn about ghosts and all things paranormal, like Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, medium, Michigan lore and haunted history. There will be private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers and demonstrators and presenters. There's going to be prizes and giveaways and so much more. Be there November 4th and November 5th, 2023 at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. A weekend pass is only $100. A day pass is only $55. Anything add-on for the special events is only $25, and the world-famous Haunted Halls of Magical Marketplace, it's only $5. So be there November 4th and November 5th, 2023, at the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
Gold walls that I built for you just to dig me out with silver spoons. No, I didn't see it coming. Oh. Gold walls that I'm stuck inside. I guess beauty sees what I can't find. I didn't. Oh, I didn't.
Okay, if you have listened to this show for a while, you know I have some sort of infatuation with the paranormal subject, a paranormal cryptid called the Black Eyed Kids. Now, I have a huge new audience that may have never heard of what I'm talking about. So what I want to do before we get into the subject is talk to you about what the legend of the Black Eyed Kids is. Are they real? Are they urban legend? Well, we're going to find out. Now, this topic, as I mentioned before, I sent a post out on the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook, and this topic came through, and I'm like, oh, yep, that's it. I haven't talked about them in a while. I really, really want to talk about them. This topic came from one of our listeners by the name of Cody. We'll just call him Cody. I don't know if I should want to give last names, but Cody, you know who you are. Thank you. I appreciate it. All of you who sent other ideas in, don't be dismayed. I will get to them. But current news, current events has to come first, and then I will work through them. So, black-eyed kids. What are they? Do they exist or are they just legend? Well, that is an answer nobody knows for sure, I guess, except the people who say they've encountered them. So what are black-eyed kids? Well, black-eyed kids are children that are said to resemble ghostly children of their early teens or even younger in their, you know, single-digit ages, I guess. They have unnatural eyes that are pure black. They are regarded as sinister. They're regarded as terrifying and at times even dangerous by those who have encountered them, but no one is sure what they are. In most black-eyed children encounters, the children can be found around highway streets, residential homes. I'm going to add a location to that, and that is state parks or campgrounds. There is, at least in Michigan here, there is a growing number of sightings and encounters of black-eyed kids where they're seeing them while camping or while hiking or at state parks or national parks. I don't know if it's because there's an abundance of people that are in an enclosed area there. I don't know, but they're found all over. Now, some argue that black-eyed kids are ghosts. Others claim that they are demons. Others say that they're vampires or practitioners of evil magic. Some even say that they are depicted as human-alien hybrids, while others believe they are children playing a cruel prank on people. Many regard them as little more than myths, and they have grown out of the popular culture due to internet forums and sites such as YouTube and photo manipulation. Various studies have been done into the history of the black-eyed children sightings, and it is currently unknown when the first sighting was reported or even where it originated, but the fact is that these sightings not only are occurring still to this day, they are increasing in their sightings and the amount of encounters with black-eyed children. That falls back to me as just like UFOs. In the 40s and 50s and 60s, when people were seeing UFOs and the government was saying you're crazy, and there was an active propaganda machine that the government was putting out saying, hey, if you see a UFO, don't report it. People will think you're crazy. But yet people were still reporting them. And it's the same thing with the black-eyed kids. We're being told, you can go to any Google website, and this is why I don't go to Google anymore, is because you can't get the news. You get the news they want you to know, but you can't find the articles in the papers that are in support of black-eyed kids. You can't find articles that are in support of the COVID vaccines being horrible for you. You can't find them on Google. You have to do search. You have to do research. And so many people go to Google to do their research, like on these COVID vaccines. They do their research on Google. There's nothing on Google that says they're dangerous. So everybody's like, no, they're not dangerous. They're fine. Same thing with black-eyed kids. You go to Google and it's, oh, it's an urban legend. It's not real. But people are still seeing them. People are still encountering them and talking about it. So with that in mind, I believe that there is something there. Something is going on. People are just not going to make up these stories. The fact that they're being seen worldwide lends credence to their reality. It's not a regional thing. Some people say, well, it's because of the advent of the internet. You know, Slender Man, Siren Head, all those were created out of the internet. And yes, but if you've listened to the show, you know that there is a part of me that believes that you can create something. It's called manifestation. You create something just by believing in it. And that's where the thought of Slender Man, the Rake, Siren Head, and maybe the Black Eyed Kids come from. And I know that's a little out there. I really do. But there is a lot to be said about manifestation. As I said, the reports of the BEKs, Black Eyed Kids, are worldwide. So, are they true? I'm going to give you a story. I have a story from someone by the name of Brian. We're just going to use Brian. He's a senior staff reporter at Abilene News in Texas. He says he's not given to, quote-unquote, flights of fancy, and he certainly didn't make this story up to accelerate his career. In fact, he thinks the opposite is going to happen. His story has undermined his credibility, and it has affected his job. But it goes like this. One evening in 1995, Brian went down to his local branch to pay a bill. He intended to leave a check in their night slot. While he was there sitting in the car writing the check, in the light spilling from the foyer of a nearby Westwood Theater, there was a firm knock on the window. Two children stood there, boys between 9 and 12 years old. Brian opened the window a little, and the nearest child asked if they could get a ride back to their moms. They'd come to see a movie, Mortal Kombat, but had left their money home. Brian said he felt a wave of inexplicable fear wash over him. During his interview, he said that his visceral reaction made little sense, even in the moment. Why would a grown man feel fear at the sight of two kids? It was as though his rational mind was quietly observing his body enter a stress reaction. He described his increasing fear. He said, it felt like I was being hunted, as if I was a prey animal. He noticed the movie had already started, so there wouldn't be much of it left to watch if he drove them anywhere and back. The children kept giving Brian reassurances. It wouldn't take long. They were just kids who wanted to watch a movie. They didn't have a gun. At this last declaration, Brian was completely unnerved. He looked away from the boy towards the door lock. When he looked back, the atmosphere had changed, and he was staring into a pair of coal black eyes. He gathered his senses. He apologized to the kids, telling them that he couldn't give them a ride. He wound up the window and put the car into reverse. As he did so, he noticed a look of confusion on the second boy's face, the one who hadn't uttered a word. The first boy hammered on the window, yelling, "We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in." Now, I'm going to stop there. That is a common theme with black-eyed kids. They cannot come into your house. They cannot come into your car unless you let them. You open the door. You invite them in. Other than that, apparently, they cannot come in. So, again, the first boy was saying, "We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in." Brian drove out of the lot as fast as he could. He glanced in the rearview mirror, but no one was there. He drove home, unnerved, couldn't sleep all night, not sure what he had just witnessed. And again, that is a common theme. They appear out of nowhere, and they want in where you are. But they can't get into where you are unless you let them. I'm going to give you one more. This one is from an anonymous source in Utah. This person, a male, he'd stopped to rest during a long drive when two children, a boy and a girl, seemed to materialize out of the dark. They were wearing strange clothing and both had old-fashioned bowl haircuts. He immediately thought they were lost and lowered the window to ask if they were okay and in need of any help. As they approached the car, the leading child replied, "Yes, please." Then the man noticed the child's eyes. They were dead black. The child requested he let them into the car and give them a ride into town, but the man felt the most awful fear envelop him. He felt sheer terror and paralysis. His mind screamed to him to get the car window back up and drive away, but his body refused to obey. The children appeared amused as he struggled to get his hand to move toward the window mechanism. The boy suddenly smiled and revealed teeth that appeared to be metallic. It broke the spell, and the man managed to get his hand on the window switch. His terror increased as the kid grabbed at his sleeve. The shock made the man shove the kid back from the car as hard as he could, and a look of surprise crossed the child's face. In the next moment, the man started the car, and the boy somehow, in a split second, moved to the front of the vehicle. The man didn't hesitate. He drove straight at the child. The child thumped the car angrily, but the man carried on. The kid was hurled out of the way, and when the driver checked his rearview mirror, the child was standing up and brushing himself down. He kept driving. That's an eerie one. This one has a couple things that we normally don't see. I've never heard anything about metallic teeth prior to this encounter. What are they? I don't know. I will be doing more encounters. I've got black-eyed kids encounters. And like I say, here in Michigan, we, in the summer, we go camping. We go to the beaches. We've got the Great Lakes. We do outdoor things. And it seems that these kids are all over campgrounds. They're all over the beaches. What are they? What do they want? If you've had an encounter with a black-eyed kid, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. All right, everybody, that'll be the show for this week. I hope you enjoy it. Remember, go to the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page and like the page, share the page, comment on the page. The page is open for you to comment. You want to post something on there? If you have a paranormal video, if you've seen a paranormal video, a political video that you think people need to see, by all means, post it on there. I look forward to your interaction. I'm also on Twitter again at the Para P Podcast. Para P Podcast. The Paranormal Patriot page. Haven't got really into it, but I'm starting to get into this Twitter thing. I don't know if Elon Musk had anything to do with it, but I'm starting to get into this Twitter thing now. So if you have any comments, concerns, anything, contact me. GhostSeeker4 at the Para P Podcast on Twitter and the Paranormal Patriot Podcast on Facebook. Contact me. Let me know what you want to hear, what you think of the show. If you just want to let me know what is going on in your life, if you've had any encounters, let me know. Also, if you have anything you want to promote, you're hearing it here, Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, Bitcoin Pro, I'm doing those advertisements for free. They work. I have a large contingent of listeners that hear this every week. Take advantage of it. I don't want to make a ton of money on this show. Well, I'd like to make some, but this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. This is a labor of love, and this is wanting me to help out you in what you're doing. If you have a book, if you have an event, if you anything you want to promote on this show, let me know. So that'll be the show this week. I appreciate listening. Again, contact me with anything. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be talking to you next week. Again, show ideas, keep them coming. I like where this is going. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, signing off.